Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out, Mason's in. We're still here live doing a show for you. Today's weather is a mixed bag. We've got blue skies overhead in downtown San Francisco. You might see clouds, partly cloudy, high of 70, and it's snowing in Tahoe. I don't know what to say. It's so weird. Mason's got trash for us.
Yes, but first I got to remind you that we've got Fred Armisen tickets on the way. Just got to be listening at 8 a.m. for that cue to call. The number, if you want to write it down now for ahead of time, it's 800-400-3697. And if you were caller number 9, you win a pair of tickets to see Mr. Fred Armisen on October 27th at the Castro Theater, all courtesy of Another Planet.
And that's not now. That's at 8:05.
That's at 8:05. So in about an hour, exactly an hour, actually. All right, let's get to selling your virginity, shall we? Do you have a number for that in your head?
Well, I do think that when you, so the tease that you gave us going into commercials or whatever was, there's a famous OnlyFans person who's been offered money for her virginity.
Correct.
My first thought is, yeah, right, she's a virgin. My second thought would be, I would guess someone would pay actually big money for that. Like, it seems to me, I don't know, someone might. I wouldn't.
I never wanted to be with a virgin. I'd always.
Because we're so clingy.
No, it's just, I don't want that. I just didn't want, and I never have. I never have.
My first, she'd already done it.
So mine had, I think.
And after that, I was with, you know.
Most of the guys that I've talked to were with an older woman who had already done it, which is interesting to me.
She wasn't older than me, but she'd still already done it.
Now, mine went to a different school, so I don't know what her background was, but I could tell.
Anyway.
She's from Canada.
I would have liked to. I'm not saying I would have said, you know, if a person I was dating had said, this is my first, I would have been happy to stay and do that.
How old were you when you lost it?
15.
You?
What's that? What do you mean? What's that mean? Too young?
No, it's probably not a normal age.
I think it's too young. Now I look back at all the stuff and I think, like, I look at kids today and think, oh my gosh, there's no way I was doing that stuff at that. But I was. I don't think we should be rushing into all that stuff. And certainly I told you, she ended up telling me she was pregnant. And I was like, well, let's get married. I mean, we're going to have it. I don't know what she thought I was going to do, but that's what I did.
Did what happened?
She wasn't pregnant.
Oh, she lied?
I don't know why. I don't know what the story was. I just got on down the road. Like, I don't get it. I don't know what the angle was. But yeah, I mean, that
she was in it for all of your money at 15.
And what's weird is that was my reaction. Well,
we got to get married.
You're going to have to do the right thing.
You were
here.
A good family man even back then.
Oh my God. I look back and just go, I had no idea. None.
Life would be so different for you right
so
now.
So different.
All right. How old were you? Maddie?
I was 16, and I'm not joking. I was with I was on a field trip to Canada with another school, and I met this girl on the bus on the way up. I told my friends confidently that I was going to have sex, so leave the room. I did have sex. I did not lock the door. Not only did my friends walk in on us, but everybody from her school walked in on us having sex, and everybody kind of was like, oh, you know, like the guy that got treated like, oh, you must have done this a million times. I'm like, no, I didn't say it to anybody. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, it was just another girl.
So you were interrupted. You didn't even finish.
Oh yeah, no, did
Wait.
Not.
Did you become a star after this? Were people like, yeah, bro.
Some people hated me the rest of the trip. Cause I also didn't know how to look at somebody after I'd had sex with them. And I didn't talk to her really the rest of the trip and hooked up with another girl. And
this sounds like a story that you tell so many times, you make up and you tell so many times as a teenager that you eventually start to believe it yourself.
Well,
this
I had eyewitnesses. So.
Unbelievable. Get him on the phone. 800-400-3697. That is insane. How old were you?
16.
You didn't look her in the eye?
I was not good.
Well, she's not good.
I was very poor at social skills and when it came to women.
I never had a girl even like.
I think it was like maybe she might have been even the second or third girl I'd made out with. Like, I mean, it wasn't like I'd had a lot of experience.
Did you get after it after that? After you kind of broke the seal, kind of thing, and to tons of women after that, or were there like years in between?
Get after it, she says.
I was not good with the ladies until probably college, and once I started, once I started doing radio, I got a little more swagger. But before that,
it does not work the same way for women.
What about you?
I was 21 years old.
Whoa.
And I lost it to Todd.
And my, by the way, we just got to see the wedding photos of her and Todd. So I feel like I know you a little more than I did yesterday.
And did I say it during commercial where I said I'm the only person who gained weight for before her wedding?
I believe you did.
I was like 275 pounds.
Really?
I was a big girl.
And you say that was because of stress?
A little bit. And I think just like I did, growing up, tap, jazz, ballet, gymnastics, things that you don't consider, you know, working out. And so when you stop doing that stuff and you're not doing other things, I never really understood about like, A, how much I should weigh, what I should, you know, what size I should be, how to diet. I mean, we were the Snackwells generation and, you know, Slim Fast and Tybo. Not the healthiest things.
Tybo.
Remember Tybo tapes?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that kind of thing. I just didn't have any inkling of even how to do it. And I think the stress of, and Todd and I really love to go out to eat. I'm not going to lie. We love to eat. So that was kind of a big part of our thing. And I wasn't that heavy for that long, but I gained, I don't even know what size I was for my wedding. I was a big girl. But thankfully I lost it because I was not healthy and I wasn't unhappy more than anything. So
back to the OnlyFans lady.
Yes.
Who is auctioning off her virginity, or is it someone just made her an offer and hoping she can't refuse it? Well,
she is going viral after revealing that a professional basketball player allegedly offered her $15 million to take her virginity.
I'm a yes.
According to TMZ, she says the athlete reached out privately and made the massive offer, but she claims she turned it down because of her personal morals and religious beliefs.
And you said this is Sophie Rain, correct?
Sophie Rain, correct.
She's very famously virgin. I mean, that's her. That's how. That's her whole thing. Like she's always.
But she's fully naked and doing all kinds of stuff on OnlyFans.
Yes,
but she's never done it. Okay.
Right. Which I feel like the kind of guys who are going to have an issue with that to begin with aren't going to care if she's doing that kind of thing anyway. You know what I mean? Like the guys that are going to be like, oh, I want to have a virgin bride and it's important to me that my wife hasn't been with any other men. They're going to have a problem with that because those are the types of guys that have an issue with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. It seems very strange that a person who'd never had sex goes into sex work.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. Well, she's refusing to name the athlete by name, only confirming that he plays basketball. She says she declined the offer. He ghosted her, though she added that he wasn't aggressive or disrespectful afterwards. So, what a gentleman. And part of why the story exploded online is because she's, yeah, built much of her public image around openly claiming she's still a virgin despite being one of the biggest creators on OnlyFans. In previous interviews, she said she's a Christian. She wants to show that women can be sexy but reserved at the same time. The internet, of course, is doing some sleuthing and they're trying to guess which NBA player she meant. And the social media rumors have spiraled completely out of control. Some viral posts have falsely tried to connect the story to LeBron James. That doesn't seem like him. Not that I know him, but there is currently zero verified evidence linking him or any specific athlete. So I would take a lot less. I mean, I gave it away for free.
You waited till you were married?
No.
But
that's who I married him, yes. I was at that, I was 21 and I was ready to give it away. I was like, keep lowering the bar too. I was like, I just, you know, I want to be in love. And then I was like, okay, I just want it to be a nice guy who will take me to dinner to Red Lobster first.
You kept lowering the bar.
I just kept lowering the bar, lowering the bar. But, you know, despite the fact that our marriage didn't work out, he was a very good first boyfriend, first time thing. So he was respectful. I remember the frat guys broke into the room while we were doing it. I think the second time, and he He laid on top of me like a gentleman to protect me. Don't look. Avert your eyes. Don't look at her naked body.
I am, speaking of, I'm looking up Sophie Rain, the lady you're talking about.
It's research.
She is, there's no nudes. Is it possible she's doing OnlyFans with her clothes on?
No, you have to pay. Like, you're not going to see any of those. I mean, right. I'm sure if you...
You're kind of naive, and I love that about you.
I know. What do I know? I've never been on OnlyFans.
That's good.
I have no idea.
How you want your man to be. Clueless.
Anyway. So
I wouldn't sell it
no.
for any amount.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't care about money that much. I care way more about my control over my own self.
Dead silence.
I have nothing to say to that.
You wouldn't. $1 million. $1 million.
No. $15 million. $15 million.
No. What if it's somebody that you were like attracted to at the same time?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be some grotto dude.
No, I'm not into that.
What if it was Susan?
What? No.
Okay. All right. Well, we have nothing in common. I would sell out in a heartbeat.
And I respect that. And I respect that. I just feel like, I don't know.
I feel like I would... I'd probably do it with a man for $15 million. I'm a virgin that way.
Oh.
That's different. I feel like, too, it's the transaction is that they're taking something from you versus, you know, just hooking up. You're hooking up with someone for an amount of money.
But you're okay. And in the case for Vin and I'm that would be taking away my virginity with that action, and I would definitely do it for money. I'd do it for $1 million. Jeez. Yeah.
Especially after you've done it and you realize, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, and you know, it's when you're still a virgin, you don't have any concept, and you build it up in your head, and usually when it's over, you're like, oh, okay, that's not that great.
No? Next story.
Wait, hold on. I would like to backtrack. What's the lowest amount you would do, like, for a man?
For me to be with a man? Oh, I don't know. I think I would talk to the missus, but I think there's a number we
She's
could...
She's like, here's how much we need to... we need a new roof.
Well, we would need to retire. I mean, that's a cut. Right. So it'd still have to be more than probably $1 million, but not much more.
Well, we put it out there into the universe. So if there are any rich millionaires listening...
100K right here, kids.
100K?
I'd do 100K.
So he says.
That's... just really sad that I gave it away for free now. All right.
You didn't. You gave it up for,
yeah,
for yourself
love.
At your
forgot,
right time.
I forgot.
For love.
My bad. Love. You're right. Okay.
Love.
Anne Hathaway apparently was legally blind in her left eye for 10 years. And we're just now finding out about this. She had surgery to fix an early onset cataract when she was 40. And she's 43 now.
That doesn't mean, that means she had horrible vision in her left eye. Not that, like, it was
legally blind.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, she was probably wearing glasses and stuff that helped.
Maybe she had, what do you call them?
Bifocals?
Contacts?
Yep, that's the word. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Just one piece of
she
glass.
She said, it impacted my vision so much that I was basically legally blind out of my left eye. I didn't realize how bad it had gotten until I could finally see the full spectrum. She said, 2 generations back, that wouldn't have been an option for someone like me. But she said, I actually do feel very connected to that kind of miracle. I didn't realize it was actually taxing my nervous system. I saw a picture on Instagram of people, like, of what... like lights look at night for people with astigmatism. And like people were like, what do you mean that that's not what my vision should look like? You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I worked with someone for a very long time whose vision was deteriorating at a pretty rapid rate. And I don't remember exactly what it was called, but she just had a shrinking circle of vision and everything outside of it was just graying out and darkening. And it's super sad. Like, I was just talking yesterday about how much, like a love for life and color is part of that.
Yeah.
You know, being able to see all the beauty in the world around you, that you take it for granted, but to be losing your vision is really tragic.
I love those videos of people who see colors for the first time, or the kids who hear for the first time. I mean, I am crying like a baby in bed. Like, ugly crying, because it is beautiful.
We take it for granted.
We do. Have you all seen the video of RFK Jr. getting bitten repeatedly by snakes?
Yes, I did see it.
That went viral. He posted a photo of himself holding two black snakes while they bite him and just kind of laughing it off. In the background, his wife, Cheryl Hines, is begging him to stop. I think they were mating the snakes because snakes look super weird when they do it.
Well, they were frisky. I only watched the video for a second, but they were definitely trying to bite him.
I grew up with black snakes. And they are very aggressive and they have teeth and it does hurt when they bite you. So
I'm terrified of snakes. Absolutely, positively terrified. Like, we lived in the South in Virginia, and I was super into like being in the creeks at that point. Like, I even asked for like waders for
you
Christmas.
Mean the crick?
The crick, yes. And my parents, we would be out on the bike path, and there was a snake on the bike path, and my parents went around. I turned around and went home. I do not mess with snakes. Oh, even like garter snakes, no, thank you. So I don't know what he was doing, why he thought that was cool.
He went viral.
He did. He
you
went
know
viral.
Something about it. I mean, you do what you have to do for the likes.
I don't know why.
I mean, this is a guy who said he's also picked up a lot of roadkill and taken it home and done stuff to the roadkill. And
like what kind of stuff?
Not that kind of
doing?
Stuff.
Oh, okay. You knew where my head was going.
I did.
All right. Halsey says that Miley Cyrus bolted from a party after cops showed up.
Well, that's what you do.
When you've done something bad.
No,
you leave.
Really?
Yeah, it's time to get out of there. Unless, you know, there's some way to salvage the night and the keg. But most cases, you just want to get the hell out of there.
You can always come back.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
I just realized I've never been to a party that's been shut down by cops.
What?
Which means
what?
I don't think I've ever had like a really good party, obviously.
You've never been at a house party where the cops showed up and someone yelled dad and everyone ran. What?
But I also wasn't partying in high school and like when I was underage and stuff because I didn't have any friends, remember? It sounds like a joke, but it wasn't. Anyway, Halsey recalled the time.
I don't know what to say when she says that.
I know.
It makes me just go,
I mean, I'm cool now, so that's why it's all right to talk about. It'd be different if you're like, well, he's still a loser with no friends.
Poor girl.
Poor Mason.
You're so sad for Mason.
I wouldn't have this fire personality if I had friends back in the day. Okay?
Go with that.
All right, anyway, if you say so.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Halsey recalled the time that Miley Cyrus made an early exit from her house party after a police officer showed up. She questioned the police officers about what law she was breaking by having a party at her home, asserting that she was within legal limits. And Miley Cyrus was seen running out the door with, get this, a bag of Postmates food delivery as the officers were leaving.
So she had food delivered to the party, and then
cops showed up,
left with it. Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't leave the food I had delivered either.
Nope.
Halsey compared herself to Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby when she was new to Hollywood, describing her party hosting habits. So if you're Miley Cyrus, why would you run? You're Miley Cyrus.
Because you don't want to be busted.
It's instinct.
Yeah.
It's instinct.
Yep.
Okay.
Who knows? You know what? She's someone who's cleaned up her act considerably, but who knows what she was carrying besides the Postmates? You know what I mean?
No, I mean, she might have, yeah. I mean, in general, though, I think it's normal. I think a lot of people, it's just, you see the cops, it's like, you know, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I forgot to mention this as we were talking about OnlyFans star Sophie Rain, because apparently she was having a relationship with Drake to some extent. And that has ended, sparking speculation about their exact collaboration. She mentioned in a 2025 interview that he was her dream collaborator. And she confirmed in the GQ interview that her relationship with him has ended and admitted fault in the situation. She claims that he reached out to her via DM and planned to fly her to the Bahamas, but she ghosted him.
What are we? Are we using the word collaborator?
Yeah. For OnlyFans. That's got to be what she means, right?
I don't know. She said collaborated. Those
are her
words.
Collaborated. She wants to collaborate with him on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And so he'll let her use his music, or he'll be an actor in one of her scenes?
I'm guessing she means that she wants him to be in one of her scenes.
Oh.
I don't know. That's how I'm interpreting it.
You won't take the $15 million, but you'll... Really? Interesting. His 39th birthday in the Bahamas, I guess, is what led to the speculation about a potential reunion with her, but no official meeting happened. I had never heard of her until today. Maddie was like, oh, no, she's huge. I had no idea who this chick was. I mean, she's cute, but I don't understand why these major celebrities are going wild for her.
She must put on a good show.
I don't want to subscribe now. I like, need to go check it out.
I would guess that's a word of mouth thing, or do you get to like try out? I don't know, but it sounds like she's got this audience because she delivers.
According to the texters and what I looked up, she allegedly makes over $80 million a year.
Okay.
And I know those numbers inflated, but even if that's inflated by 3 or 4, she's still making bank.
She's 23, by the way.
That's what I heard. So when I was working on the Daily Canon, Nick Cannon shed the light on all of this, and he was saying that all of that stuff is fake. It's phony. They do not make anywhere near that amount of money. And I take him his word. I don't know that he knows about that.
I wonder why you'd want to say that, because it would make I would think it would make people go, I can't afford that. Whatever she's made, you know, I don't know. It seems like, but maybe that's a draw for others.
They're not worried about the IRS, evidently.
All right.
Like Bob.
Shots fired. I'm surprised that no one has come out saying, no, she's lying. I hooked up with her. I mean, there's always some dude that's going to say something like that. I'm surprised that hasn't come forth yet.
Maybe she's, you know, it's
possible. She is a virgin. I do.
You're buying what she's selling, aren't
you? She could also sue them for defamation because it's her whole business model.
That's true. That's true. What do we got coming up in the news, Vinny?
Big Mouth Billy Bass and more after these.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are here and live. Sarah's out, but Mason's in, and we're doing a show for you. So thanks for being here. We're going to do news now. This Alice Report is brought to you by Maddie at Carrington College. Join Maddie tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at Carrington College in Pleasant Hill. He'll be there with the Alice crew giving away shirts, swag, and tickets. It's part of the open house for people looking to change careers and check out classes and instructors at Carrington College. I have a good friend who continues to pursue her education. She doesn't need to. She has a great job, but it's one of those things where you can do this. You can go back to school. You will. It's really a smart move. It'll be hard, but if you don't like your job and you think you want to get trained up in something new, something different, maybe something more lucrative, it's a smart move.
Yeah, come out, please. I'm going to see some folks out there, and I know we have a lot of listeners in Pleasant Hill. We got lots of good stuff to give away, so see you there.
We'll begin with some fast facts, everyone. The songwriters behind the 74 hit Take Me to the River earned more royalties from the use of the song by the novelty toy Big Mouth Billy Bass than from any other artist who covered the track. They made bank. I hear from people... Or I should say, I hear stories, read stories about how, what was the guitar game?
A Guitar Hero.
That they made a lot of artists made a ton of money licensing their music to Guitar Hero.
It also introduced a lot of music to a whole new generation. A lot of the rock music I know is from those games.
I've heard Aerosmith made a lot of money off of the Guitar Hero and others. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
And that Billy Bass was a big plot line in The Sopranos. Like that was
I remember that.
It was right after he I can't say the name of the character that got whacked, but he is also another name for a cat. Big P.
Okay, I remember
when they had the Billy Bass. So every time it would sing "Take Me to the River," Tony would have like bless you,
thank you so much.
Tony, have a flashback.
Sorry.
Hey, you're all right.
When you look down at your phone, the amount of pressure on your spine is the equivalent of putting a 60-pound weight on your neck. So if you do it an hour a day, it really adds up and may cause serious problems down the line. And that has been, I've read that story for years, that many people are suffering from that. Tech neck. Whether it's skin tags.
I'm sorry, or what? Skin tags from looking at your cell phone? Gross.
From this. All day, every day. People do it all the time. You probably do it a lot.
I never look at my phone.
What are you talking about? It's facing you now.
That's so strange. It's unusual.
I literally have a hump.
Yeah, I probably have a little bit of a hump.
It makes me depressed.
Because I know I definitely do look at it more than an hour a day, too. Probably like 8 hours.
You're like, seriously saying you have a hump?
Yes.
Your hair covers your hump?
My hair covers my hump. Look.
Her lovely lady
hump. I can't
humps.
See it.
Her humps. Her humps.
And
what?
You think it's from that? From the phone?
Not from the phone specifically, but from everything. I mean, even at these desks, like I have to look down at my laptop.
I wish we could have walking treadmills under here, but we'd probably be out of breath on the mic. I would be.
Why do you wish you'd have that?
Because I think it's, you know, it's good for you to be moving. And I'm trying to be more active and be a better person in general these days.
So when you left here yesterday, you went and did?
Oh, I met up with my pregnant girlfriend for lunch. Crepes.
And ooh. Then?
And then we went shopping.
Oh, well, there's some walking there.
Yeah. Not all much, right. But I bought some olive oil, and yeah, that was about it. And then I went back and took a shower and went to bed.
And then?
And today you're meeting with someone who...
The guy asked me out at Bottle Rock.
Oh, what about the girl that...
She hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Oh, okay. What's that story?
I cheated...
Well, you didn't cheat.
Her husband cheated on her with me, and I didn't know about it. But when I found out about it, I told her. And
you didn't know her.
I found her. I've done that quite a few times because apparently, if you want to cheat on your wife, I look like a good time. And I think it's just the nature of dating.
What's
apps.
Quite a few times?
Probably, I mean, I'd have to really sit down and think about it, but at least 3 or 4 off the top of my head.
Where you were with someone, they had a partner, and then you went from that point back to the partner to say, this is what happened.
Irately angry because it means that you think that I'm stupid and you can get away with it. And that makes me want to prove to you just how not stupid I am and bust you.
Hmm.
And so I've told many, many women.
3 to 4.
Yep.
At least.
And I've made friends with almost every single one of them. Because it's all about how you approach the situation. Because nobody wants to hear that, obviously, that their partner has cheated on them. And your first response is to get a little defensive and you feel insecure, which you shouldn't, because it has nothing to do with the other person. It's, you know, the garbage that you're married and or dating.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see why people get defensive about anything where they realize I'm a sucker.
So there's an art to it. I've learned of telling her you are so beautiful. You don't deserve this. Like you have to basically show that you're a girl's girl and you're in her corner as opposed to your man cheated on me. Because sometimes it can come across as, you know, kind of gross and nasty. I mean, it is gross and nasty no matter what. But you know what I'm saying? No, you don't? Okay, cool. We'll move on.
There are benefits to being in a relationship, but there are also drawbacks, not just having to deal with. Their stuff. Someone on social media asked, what is a single person luxury that people in relationships completely miss out on? Here are some of the responses. Knowing that the piece of chocolate cake you left in the fridge will still be there whenever you want it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're telling me when you were married, if you left cake in the fridge, Shauna would mow it.
Probably the other way around. But yet there's a little thing like milk. Like I know how much milk is going to be there every time I need to go get milk. I never get to go grab it and it's empty already.
All right.
Some of the biggest fights in my marriage was about who ate. Like, you know, when you're looking forward to your leftovers and they're gone. Oh, I can still feel the rage bubble up inside me.
Oh, man. That happened to me once while I was on this show with
your
burrito. I was like, the whole morning, I was like, I can't wait to get home and eat that burrito. And I just knew that Susan was going to wake up and eat it. He left me like 2 bites.
Oh, that's the worst.
At least a burrito, it's somewhat easily replaceable. But like a meal that's like super special that maybe you don't get very often.
When I was a teenager, I was madly in love with my boyfriend. And he went on a trip with his family to New York City. And he bought those like 1 pound Reese's cups. Have you guys ever seen those?
No.
They come in a package.
They sound amazing.
They come in a package over, you know, a foot long and it's 2 Reese's cups and each one is 1/2 pound. And my brother ate one of them and I was so devastated. I threw a temper tantrum like you've never seen before. He was like, well, it was in the kitchen. So I assumed it was, I was like, you want me to keep my Reese's cups under my pillow?
Would you say that's the size of a pie?
Yeah.
A Reese's peanut butter cup the size of a pie.
No. Not the size of a pie.
Okay, we need this. Huge Reese's.
I feel like they were half a pound each.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Well, if you think about a burger, like you get like a half pound burger at a restaurant.
Oh,
you
know? Okay.
$27.99 at the bulk candy store for a 7-inch.
7-inch. What kind of, what disc is that?
On average.
Okay. all right. Well, I had never heard of that, but
I didn't either, but it sounds delicious.
Oh, it was amazing.
And I'm angry for you.
Thank you.
See how years later those are the things that stick out.
Exactly.
This list is from social media. What is a single person luxury that people in relationships completely miss out on? This next one is my kids more than anything. Knowing things will be where you left them, like the kitchen scissors or like scissors at all. There are like 5 scissors in our house and they're all in one person's room. And they just seem to...
Crafting?
Just different reasons for taking the scissors. I don't know why she does it. But it's one of those things where you go, we have so many scissors and they're never in the junk drawer where they're supposed to be. I feel that one.
Maybe she needs her own pair of scissors.
But she has all the scissors. All 5 pair. Never having to discuss plans with anyone. No discussion on dinner, what to watch, what to do, or where to go. You just do what you want all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is starfishing on there?
You mean sprawling in bed?
I call that starfishing.
Let's see if that is in there. Well, you can add that to the list. I can see that. That's one.
Because I don't do that, which I always think is weird.
Starfishing in bed is on the list.
Wow. I still sleep on like the same side.
I do too.
Because I don't want to get used to sleeping in the middle and then being very angry when I can't do that.
Do you think it's possible that you're better off just rolling the way you are? Like, you're the holdout for this, like, partner that to be. I don't know. I mean.
You think I should be by myself?
No.
Forever.
I don't think that
at all. I'm okay with it.
It's just, I don't necessarily think.
Think there's someone for me?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I do think partnership is valuable and good. I also think you can be a whole person by yourself.
I'm content with being by myself, but I will say that I am probably a better person in a relationship because I need kind of outside
input?
Not input, but regulation to some extent. Like I'm better at keeping the house and doing things, even if I had a roommate or something, just having some accountability as opposed to being by yourself, you can just really go to town when it comes to just being a garbage human being.
I've been thinking about this lately because it's been 2 years and she can be garbage.
Is this another one of those things that's an inside thought and should have kept to myself?
I think that's a valuable, I'm sure there are people who go, yeah, I agree.
No, I always think about that. Not always, but if I was ever single again, I would want to live with a roommate because I can't be trusted on my own.
Yeah.
It would be a mess.
When I went to college for the first time, I never missed school in high school. I didn't have a car. I had so much freedom that I did not know what to do with it. So I didn't go to class. I ate out every meal. I was garbage.
Well, I don't know about calling yourself garbage like that, but I do think it's strange to be like, I get where you're habitually on one side of the bed, but you've been without Todd now for how long?
Yeah, but I lived with someone. I've had relationships. Right. Oh, no, God, that would have been. If I've never been in a relationship since Todd, there might be something off with
me. But you get to a point, and I'm feeling that point now, where like now I'm worried about having, like if I have a relationship, I've gotten so into my own schedule and my own life that and
it's
my own
TV.
It's
a hard thing to give up.
And now
sure.
I've been thinking like, gosh, where before I was like, I need somebody else. I need to get into another relationship.
It
now
would be
I'm
difficult
like,
for me at this point.
I'm spoiled on myself.
Oh my gosh. Now you guys are just making up problems for yourselves. Yeah. Like, do you want to be in relationships or not?
Setting the temperature where I prefer, freedom to fart.
That's true.
With the right person, you have that freedom.
Is being able to do that thing that men like to do by themselves anytime you want on the list?
It's not on the list, no.
It should be.
Let's see here. Being able to fall asleep on the couch while watching something without someone calling you to come to bed. And anytime naps.
I love falling asleep on the couch.
You do?
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you, let me ask you a question. If you sit down with Susan to watch a show at, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night on a Friday. I know you guys are party people, but let's say it's one of those nights where you're home. When you hit play on the show, are you going to fall asleep within 30 minutes?
No, if I'm going to fall asleep, we put on something that we can that I can fall asleep to. Not a serious, you know, I take my TV very seriously, Vinny.
So,
you know, Gilmore Girls will go on if I'm going to fall asleep.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, that is something that my friend and I laugh about because both of our wives do that regularly. We sit down, we push play, we've talked about what we're going to watch, we start it, and then she's out, and I go, all right, well, I was going to watch sports anyway. I'll just put that on, and I'm done.
I like it. It means they feel comfortable with you. You know, they're safe and cozy.
And also asleep.
Yeah.
Unconscious well, partners yeah, are the best
we're
partners.
We're not watching TV together. That was the whole point. But yes, okay, I could look at it that way. She feels safe.
Yeah.
All right. Cooking a meal that lasts a few days. Ever since, like, that is back to the food thing. I used to make that, like, I'd make stuff for burritos and then just eat it all week. Or make chicken breasts and then have that to get to.
I feel like kids are probably just the biggest thieves ever, more than a partner.
You know what's funny about that, like eating and kids, is that anytime I walk into the kitchen to eat something for myself, a kid will go, what are you having? I'm hungry. Can you make me a snack? Oh, now I'm going to do the whole thing.
You like sneak into the kitchen so they can't see you.
I'm not kidding. That is reality. Our text number is 800-400-3697. And Maddie's on the show with your text.
A couple folks with things. 925 also noted having the temperature wherever I want. Another 925, I sleep on one side of the bed also after my relationship. So I think it's pretty normal.
I think it's normal to have a habit. The way you worded it struck me a little strange where you were like, and so that when someone comes back into my life, I'll be good. Like, I don't.
Oh, yeah. That's not really. A lot of times I say things for effect and to be funny and okay. Not really how I process things.
All right.
Sometimes.
Usually the truth comes out when you.
There's always like it's been a thought that's crossed my mind, but okay. It's not like holding me back.
415, my teen son and husband are on a boys' trip. I've been home alone. Luxurious. Clean house. No cooking. No laundry. So nice. Liz and Livermore.
Liz, I have the same feeling that when the missus leaves with the kids, the house gets cleaned and stays clean, and it is glorious. Yes. I sleep with the door open in my room because no one's coming home or getting in my face. It's beautiful.
We were talking about Guitar Hero earlier, 707, 15 or so years ago when my son was a big Guitar Hero fan, I was singing an old Led Zeppelin song and he said to me with a bit of disdain in his voice, how do you know that song?
Classic, because he knows it from Guitar Hero.
Yeah, like how would you know that song? 707, speaking of Technic, I have chronic mouse shoulder. My right shoulder is locked up and shoots pain whenever I lift my arm, reach across my body, sleep on my side, drive, blah, blah, blah. Sarah and Chico.
Chico! Mouse shoulder. What is that?
That's a new one.
Oh, mouse. Okay. I'm not a computer guy. I'm a laptop guy, so I don't have a mouse.
310. My wife is in a movie club and falls asleep while I watch the movies.
Yeah, that's me and my friend laugh about it because, and then our wives went on a night together and they both fell asleep at the same time and they both woke up together and they were like, isn't this great? No one's mad at us. And they joke about it because when they do it with us, we're like, I thought we were going to do stuff and, you know, watch a movie and then do stuff.
Mm. Taking a nap together is very romantic.
But doing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, really. Stuff. That's the whole.
I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
Like, you're just falling asleep here. Then
you got to get in there early. I'm
here.
Then
you're here.
Better sleep. You know, yeah. Front load the evening.
Oh, that was a big rule in my house.
What?
Sex had to always be
earlier. Before the movie?
Earlier, yeah.
Okay.
Because once, or before eating. Well, there's a lot of rules.
Wow.
We're not married anymore.
Weird.
925.
Last text.
Vinny, my daughter still does that to this day. She always wants a bite of anything I'm eating, and she's 23.
What are you doing in there? Are you making something that I can have? What's so coming up in the trash, Mace?
Oh, we're going to be talking about the Summer House Reunion Part 1.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.